Nuclear conference criticizes Israeli nukes, overriding Western objections. A 150-nation nuclear conference on Friday passed a resolution directly criticizing Israel and its atomic program for the first time in 18 years. Iran hailed the vote as a glorious moment. The result was a setback not only for Israel, but also for the United States and other backers of the Jewish state, which had lobbied for 18 years of past practice debating the issue without a vote. It also reflected building tensions between Israel and its backers on one side and Islamic nations backed by developing countries. Since the conference passed a harshly worded anti-Israel resolution in 1991, there has been annual Islamic criticism of Israel's nuclear program and its refusal to join the non-proliferation treaty. But until Friday, the West had lobbied successfully against the vote, arguing they could damage hopes of a Middle East peace through negotiations. Western diplomats had expressed hope on Thursday that a vote could again be avoided after the meeting adopted a resolution calling for a Middle East free of nuclear weapons in a near-consensus vote. 100 delegations voted for, with only Israel against and 14 abstentions.
We had two resolutions proposed, one on the Middle East free zone by Egypt and, of course, supported by non-aligned movement. And it was, of course, put on vote. Previous years, we had some difficulties, particularly last year, that the Israelis had some amendments, therefore we were voting on amendments. But this way, anyway, the resolution was adopted. Of course, normally India and Pakistan have had the reservation on just one paragraph regarding the NPT, calling to join the NPT those who are not party to NPT. Well, that was a resolution which was almost unanimously supported. Then the second one was the resolution on the nuclear capability of Israel. This was a very successful event because for the last almost 3 years, continuously the Western countries are trying to block, even first they block any discussion on the agenda item, and then last year also to put a draft resolution on vote. But I'm very pleased to say that this year this was passed. Even in fact this time we had also another voting, not only for non-action motion but also for suspension. All three cases the few Western countries were not able to in fact win. Of course, my in fact statement after the voting was that I have while we are very happy that this resolution was adopted, at the same time I expressed concern that we have been witnessing the polarization of member states, and I advise those friends in Western countries to really reconsider not to support Israel at any price, because this has damaged already the constructive and conducive environment that we desperately need more than ever in the IAEA.